Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And talk about asymmetric warfare. The U.S. government is trying to swat a fly named Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker who disclosed how the U.S. government is spying on internet traffic, capturing and indexing what we do, who we speak to, connect with, for how long, without regard for where they are or if those being watched are American citizens. You know that. Snowden has dropped out of sight. You also know that. From Hong Kong. Did he just slip away?
We are just not buying that this was a technical decision by a Hong Kong immigration official. This was a deliberate choice by the government to release a fugitive despite a valid arrest warrant. And that decision unquestionably has a negative impact on the U.S.-China relationship.
That was White House Press Secretary Jay Carney at a news conference yesterday. Hong Kong's chief executive, Lung Chun Yeng, said, hey, our hands were tied. There was nothing we could do, USA.
We were asking the United States government for further important information on the case. And there was no legal basis to stop Mr. Snowden from leaving Hong Kong.
There was perhaps some relief then in the White House after reports that Snowden was in the custody of the Russians surfaced.
We are expecting the Russians to examine the options available to them to expel Mr. Snowden for his return to the United States.
Didn't happen, though. There were a number of theories about Snowden's whereabouts, Moscow to Venezuela to Cuba to Ecuador. With Chinese and Russian helpers, he's managed to elude the U.S. government, and now it appears Snowden has acquired a new force field from a hacker working in a room in an embassy in London. WikiLeaks founder and fellow fugitive Julian Assange has stated that he has secured Snowden an Ecuadorian travel document that will allow him to travel on certain airlines now that his U.S. passport has been revoked.
Mr. Snowden has submitted an asylum application to Ecuador and possibly to other countries.
And Mr. Assange added slyly about his new BF, Edward Snowden.
He is in a safe place, and his spirits are high.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange speaking from the Ecuadorian embassy in London yesterday. Well, what is the relationship between WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, and Edward Snowden? Christian Rofson joins us, a spokesperson for the WikiLeaks organization. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, can you deny that WikiLeaks had any relationship with Edward Snowden before he got hired at Booz Allen to become an NSA classified information official?
Just as a matter of general policy, we never discuss any relations with regard to our sources or information that we might or might not be processing. So this is an answer that is neither a confirmation nor a denial.
So you're not denying that there might have been some sort of relationship between Snowden and WikiLeaks in advance of him being hired?
I just gave you an answer that is the one that I give to all questions relating to these matters and WikiLeaks.
All right. Well, something obviously changed between the time he was hired at Booz Allen and what we're going through right now. When did the relationship between WikiLeaks and Edward Snowden begin?
I can simply say this, that after he stepped forward as and identified himself as the source of this very important information leaks, we stated publicly that we would support him, because we understood what he was going through. We understand the plight of whistleblowers. And we have done two things. We have connected our legal team with his legal team, giving him legal advices on extradition matters and asylum processes. And secondly, we've acted as a go-between between his legal team and various officials and government where he has sought asylum.
Christian Rafson, did Edward Snowden reach out to you or did WikiLeaks reach out to him?
I cannot go into details of how the contact was established.
Why would that be an issue?
It's just a general policy not to discuss those things.
How did you vet or determine to your satisfaction that Edward Snowden was somebody that you wanted to deal with? What was it about his information or about your encounters with him that led you to believe he was credible?
When you look at the information that Mrs. Snowden has submitted to the general public and the importance of it. You must acknowledge that this is one of the most important whistleblowers in history already. What is surprising actually at this moment is that we are more focusing on his whereabouts and his travels, and not on the real important issue, which is what Mrs. Snowden has revealed about the Dragnet surveillance and the attack on privacy of individuals. These are the matters that should be discussed.
Although one of the reasons he's the most important whistleblower in history, as you state, is because he's a fugitive defying the U.S. government in a very public way, and by joining with him, you raise the profile of WikiLeaks, yes?
He is not a fugitive, he is an asylum seeker. There's a distinction between that. It is a fundamental right to seek political asylum. It is protected by international treaties and recognized by most civilized nations.
Is there some sort of relationship, some sort of consortium of political ideology here between the Ecuadorian government, WikiLeaks, and people like Edward Snowden?
Yes, it's a fundamental ideology. It's called the truth and the call for government accountability and transparency.
Well, that's very eloquent, but is there a relationship between the Ecuadorian government and WikiLeaks regarding offering asylum to people like Edward Snowden? Should more people come forward?
People should come forward, and they will, I believe, in mass. Whistleblowers will come forward because the increase in secrecy that we are seeing in the latter years is just gone beyond any reason. And there's an important it's important that it is attacked with getting the information out.
All right. I'm surprised by your sort of open-ended offer there for leakers to come forward. Christian Robson, do you know where Edward Snowden is at this moment?
I cannot discuss his location or his travel.
Do you know where his location is at this moment?
I have an idea, yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Christian Robson is official spokesperson for WikiLeaks, talking about the relationship between WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, and on the lam, fugitive or asylum seeker Edward Snowden. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.